so we're about to set off on one of the Jane's Walks tours here in Colchester. And of course, if you're walking, you need a bit of company. Makes it all the more social. I've got some company. Madden, your name?
Anna.
Anna, my walking companion for the afternoon. So where are we starting off from?
Slack Space in Eld Lane.
Well remembered. And what is the theme of this tour?
I've forgotten. Oh no, the Lost Theatres of Colchester.
Likewise, well remembered. We've just sat through a wonderful 10-15 minute presentation. Obviously straight in, straight out. And we're looking at some of the lost theatres of Colchester. It was mentioned a number. How many have existed historically over time?
35.
How many are we going to take in?
Either 17 or 19.
19. Name me five current artistic setups we have here in Sydney Colch.
Fair Sight.
One.
The Art Centre.
Two.
The Mercury Theatre.
Three.
The Lakeside Theatre.
Four.
Slack Space.
Five. And let's also throw in the Minories.
Let's also throw in the Minories.
Crowds are starting to gather. I'd say there's around 100 or so people.
Maybe 30.
And here we go. We're off.
Hello, dear. Is your wife know you're here? Oh, he's just put his hand out. Hold your hand out, you naughty boy. Hold your hand out, you naughty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight, I saw ya, I saw ya with a nice girl in the park. You were strolling full of joy, and you told her you'd never kissed a girl before. Hold your hand out, you naughty boy.
So the Lost Theatres of Colchester walking tour, part of Jane's Weekend continues. Madam, your attention please.
Oh, sorry.
And we're still walking. Where are we walking down now?
We're walking past Colchester Castle, kind of.
That's wrong.
Colchester Castle Theatre.
No, we're not. We're walking down through the Dutch Quarter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dutch Quarter.
What was the first stop we had? It was outside which shopping area?
Argos.
And what was in Argos?
Well, Argos was in Argos. You mean outside?
What was the theatrical history?
Well, the place opposite, it was a music hall.
Rough music hall, right. We shall listen to our esteemed guide. Thank you, madam.
If there were animal or gladiatorial combat, that would have been in an amphitheatre, not in a proper theatre. Now, Colchester, it's inconceivable that Colchester didn't have an amphitheatre. We just got no idea where it is. I personally have what I consider to be a very good theory, which I'll share with you later. But Philip Crummy, for example, believes the amphitheatre can be found over on Castle Road somewhere. Someone else believes that it could be over where the Officers' Club is, where they've done some excavating, which shows a bit of a shape that may or may not possibly be a bit of an amphitheatre. But my own idea is I'll come to later, and it's down near St Botolph's.
Okay, so my unofficial tour guide for the afternoon. Our location right now, please.
We're outside Man's Music on the High Street.
And what have we just seen?
A Roman theatre.
A fully fledged, working, operational, functional Roman theatre here in 2012?
No.
Describe it.
Well, we saw a cornerstone of it.
Saw some bricks.
Yeah, and where some dark bricks are used on the street
in a D shape. Did you feel touched by the theatrical hand of fate?
Not really.
Oh, that's my hand.
I'm Burlington 30, I rise at 10:30 and saunter along like a top. I walk down the Strand with my gloves on my hand, then I walk down again with them off. I'm all airs and graces, correct easy paces, without food so long I forgot where my face is. I'm fat, but I haven't a shirt, but my people are well off now. Nearly everyone knows me, from Smith to Lord Burrowsman. I'm burning to dirty from birth.
I'm going to read a small piece of the opening speech to the opening of the theatre here now. Tonight we bring your plaudits to engage two foolish tailors, hard work upon the stage, a foolish farmer tutored by his son, by brisk champagne and cruel cards undone. His daughter too, a rural turtle dove, with a young tailor terribly in love. Sir Hubert and his son, a lively pair, poor cousin Ellen, sentimental, fair, a frightful nabob, proud of splendid waist, and me, his daughter of uncommon taste.
So we're continuing, walking along the high street, getting towards the Co-op Bank, Jumbo's Insight, number 61 bus. Madam, my unofficial tour guide for the afternoon, what have we just seen?
We've just seen an act of vandalism.
An act of vandalism? Surely not, madam. Where could this be here in Colchester? Whereabouts?
The top of the high street, next to the town hall.
And who was the perpetrator for this act of vandalism? Let's find them, let's string them up, let's flog them outside First Sight. Who was it?
It was the council. Unfortunately, they did it in the 1950s.
Well, I don't know. I still think probably guilt by historical association. Perhaps we could try and reenact some revenge. And what did the esteemed members of Colchester Borough Council do at the location we've just been to?
They knocked down, I think it was a place called The Cups, which was a beautiful, beautiful building, apparently.
Famous acts that appeared there, briefly?
Walker Brothers.
You never close your eyes when I kiss you anymore?
Boys and girls well known as the miners of the ABC, and every Saturday we line up to see the films we like and shout aloud with glee. We like to laugh and have a sing song. Just a happy crowd are we. We're all pals together. We're miners of the ABC.
Hey.
There you go. As far as I can tell, I'm told, women still work the upper story of the multi-story car park down there. But I'm just telling you this because you don't need to know it. Now, I didn't know what a proddy was, but I just knew that there were some there and I wasn't to go in down there. Right. But what I did know about was this was also the home of a family of Italian street entertainers in the 19th century. The Italian street entertainers were a bit like the mafia, inasmuch as they had the whole street entertainment system in Colchester sewn up and nobody else could get a look in. And they basically sent people a bit in a way, like, you know, there's the lovely Romanian street bands around Colchester at the moment. There seem to be several different families all appearing at different times. Maybe it's the same sort of thing. But I need to find more about this Italian family. But they ran street entertainment, including dancing bears and broadsheet entertainers and singers who interpreted the hot and news of the day in song and rhyme in order to sell their broadsheets. I roused the house to laughter and pulled forth the silent tear and made the vociferous gods enthusiastically cheer. Those were the days, the palmy days, the histrionic art. Without a moment's notice, I'd go on for any part. I do not wish to gas, I merely state in self-defence the denizens of Newport thought my Hamlet was immense. 30 years ago, I can hear them shout bravo when after fighting armies I could never show a scar. That time, alas, is gone, and the light that erstwhile shone was the light of a falling star. From patrons of the circle too, I had my meed of praise. The ladies all admired me in those happy halcyon days, my charm of manner, easy grace, and courtly old-world air, heroic bursts of eloquence or villain's dark despair. I thrilled my audience, thrilled them as they'd never been thrilled. I filled this theatre nightly as it had never been filled, right through the mighty gamut of emotions I could range, from classic Julius Caesar to the idiot of the Grange. 30 years ago, I was someone in the show, and now I pass unrecognized in crowded streets or bar. The firmament of fame holds no record of my name, the name of a fallen star.